souls, Neiman Hell, and welcome back to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Mao, and I'm an empowerment coach, and I teach you how to live the bliss, soft life, aka the BS life, where you're truly in your power, and you know your worth, your amazing soul, and I teach you how to use your powers and you get to live a more blissful, softer life instead of what the Matrix has us, you know, hustling, bustling, working really hard, stressed out, overwhelmed, anxious all the time. So my podcast is about holistic health from physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health. And so I have guests that come on and I do solo episodes as well, teaching you how to truly take your power back and to love yourself. So today I want to have a very real, honest, and vulnerable conversation with you. And I'm recording this episode in the middle of a very difficult season in my life, or a very difficult part in my life. And as many of you know, and if you're a new listener, I'm actually currently pregnant after going through infertility and miscarriages. And this is my second pregnancy. And currently I am 36 weeks when this episode airs. So I am getting to the end of my pregnancy, and it's been pretty stressful lately, which I will talk about. So this season has brought so much joy, gratitude, excitement, and anticipation. But if I'm being completely honest, it has also brought stress, fear, uncertainty, exhaustion, and moments where I felt completely overwhelmed, especially the last week. I'm not going to lie. So I will tell you what has been going on lately. It's kind of crazy. And it feels like life has been throwing challenge after challenge my way. Some days I feel strong and grounded. Other days I feel exhausted physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Maybe you can relate to this. It doesn't mean it's just you about being pregnant, but it could just be about being stressed with life or overwhelmed. Or exhausted. Maybe you're navigating a health challenge, a relationship struggle, grief, financial stress, motherhood, infertility, career uncertainty, or simply a season where life feels heavier than usual. The truth is, difficult seasons are part of being human, and none of us are immune to them. But what I'm learning right now is that these difficult seasons don't have to disconnect us from ourselves. In fact, they can become invitations to come home to ourselves. So today I want to share some of the lessons I'm learning in real time as I navigate this difficult season. And my hope is that something I share today supports you wherever you are on your own journey. So I'll give you 5 lessons after I tell you what I'm going through. So last week, it's just been a whirlwind. I feel like the energies or like something with astrology and the energies, I feel like other people are going through something too. But just last week, everything kind of got thrown to me. So I've been getting weekly ultrasounds to check on my baby. And he's been running on the smaller side every ultrasound checkup. So 2 weeks ago, he was like a 6th percentile in weight. And then last week, he jumped down to 3%. And so he's not gaining weight, I guess. Instead, he's falling behind on the percentage chart. And so it has the doctors being very concerned. And I guess anything under 10% of weight or size, I don't know why the protocol is to have the kid come out 37 to 38 weeks, because they think that the placenta isn't doing its job, or it's going to have the kid be in distress of some sort. And this time around, I really wanted to do a natural birth because the first time with my first baby or first child, I had to do a scheduled C-section. And I've always wanted to experience natural birth. I know a lot of people are saying, like, why, Kathy, why? I've heard a lot of horror stories, etc., but I feel like it's a very empowering thing to try to understand your body and do something incredible and go through that natural process. And so if I can have that opportunity to do it this time, I really want to do it. So when they told me, oh, you're going to have 37 to 38 weeks, I was like, what are the options? So you're telling me I should do a scheduled C-section? I don't love the scheduled C-section. I mean, obviously, there's everything has a pro and con. So the pro is that, yeah, you know exactly when you're going to go into the hospital. You can arrange everything else. But the recovery was a pain, and I hated it. It was terrible. And so I didn't want to experience that again. So with this natural birth, I feel like, yes, it's kind of chaotic. You don't know when the kid's going to come out, but the recovery, I feel, is going to be faster or easier on my body. And so that's why I'm leaning more towards the natural birth. And so when they told me that, I was like, stressing out. I was like, really? Like, we're going to have to push him up. Or push him out earlier than later. And it just really stressed me out. And not only that, my mom was supposed to help me watch my firstborn child, Gemma. And I really wanted my mom around when I give birth to my second one because I would just feel more at ease. And of course, her schedule, she actually, unfortunately, has to not be here. And she's getting surgery done on her shoulder. And it's due to some random circumstance where she's been trying to get an appointment with the surgeon. And then finally, the surgeon got back to her and was like, hey, I'm leaving the place that you go get checked up. And he's leaving at the end of July. And the only time he has is July 21st to do the surgery. And I'm like, wow, really? I mean, technically she can go with another surgeon and get it done. But she wants to do it with this specific surgeon because he's been the one who checked her up, diagnosed her, and, you know, knows her whole case. And so I get it. And plus, she's been hurting for a while, too. So she wants to get it done sooner than later. And I was bummed out. I was like, oh my gosh, really? That just stressed me out. On top of hearing the results of my son not growing. And then on top of that, that week, literally last week, I got a flat tire. And then I was like, wow, okay, really? But the flat tire thing was a blessing in disguise because when my husband checked on the tires, he said that the tires were about to pop because it was so old that we needed to change it. And luckily, it didn't pop on us. Like, both of the rear wheels were so bad. So having the flat tire was exactly a message or angel's guides telling me. And actually, my husband and I, like, dude, you need to get your shit together. You guys aren't doing anything for baby boy. And I feel like he's ready to come soon. And he knows he's coming soon. And my husband and I have been chilling hardcore, not doing much for this baby. I mean, I washed a couple of clothes, kind of got a little bit things ready, but not like fully ready. Because we're like, oh, we got time. And when you already have a toddler, your main focus is on the toddler. And so he's like, okay, get the family car ready, which the tires weren't. And luckily, we had to get them done ASAP because it was so dangerous. And that's the family car. Like, imagine me driving my two kids in the car with two wheels that are about to pop. Like, how dangerous is that? But thank you, angels guides, for having us get that flat and then getting stuff done. And I think getting that flat tire really triggered, like, us getting in the prep mode for him to come. And I was like, okay, so see, I saw the positivity in this with the tires. And then on top of that, so random, I was doing HCL, Health Core Leadership. Last year, I joined the program and I already bought a session, and I was thinking, like, who would want to do it? And, you know, I was thinking, like, putting it on the back of my mind because I didn't want to think about it right now in this moment in time. And then I get an email and someone from my class was like, dude, they're closing HCL. And the last session will actually be in July, starting July. And I was like, what? Really? And I already bought this course. And I was like, dude, I need to just give this away at this point. Who am I going to give it to? And I was stressing on that too, which I got the news last week, like all at the same time. And I was like, so interesting. I mean, luckily I figured that out. My cousin's going to do it. And I gifted her the course. But still, I had to deal with that. And it was a little stressful because I was like, out of all times, really, the course that I was putting on the back burner had to come forward at the same exact time when everything was happening all at once. And plus, it wasn't like chump change. I paid $1,500 for this course already. And so it's like $1,500 down the drain. No, I'd rather just gift it to somebody to actually experience this amazing leadership course, you know? And why would I just throw it away? So obviously it was kind of stressing, like, hello, I want to give it to somebody then, right? And so that is done, but I had to deal with that. And then I haven't even talked to HR about when I'm going on maternity leave. I didn't even ask my doctor's office, like, what to do. And then I had to deal with that. And then, last but not least, guys, literally the most randomest thing, but my OBGYN is under, like, a certain healthcare provider. And that healthcare provider couldn't negotiate something with my insurance, my health insurance. It's insane. So they're like, we couldn't come to terms or an agreement with them. So your coverage is going to end with them on end of June. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm about to have my kid in July. I need my OBGYN. I have been with her, with my firstborn, and then this whole pregnancy. Like, you're going to tell me I can't have my OBGYN, and I'm about to give birth in a couple weeks, or anytime now, pretty much. And so that stressed me out. And I was like, what in the world? Like, why is it all at once? And I mean, I obviously figured it out. I have to file a continuation of care, and pregnancy falls under. I should be allowed to have my continued coverage with my OB because I'm about to give birth. But still, I had to get the paperwork done. I had to figure it out, call my insurance. All this whole ordeal. Like, really? And honestly, I was like thinking, why is everything getting thrown to me right now? Why? I can't have the birth plan that I wanted. I can't have whatever I was thinking go exactly the way I want, and it's not going smoothly. I'm like thinking, why is everything not going smoothly? It's so weird. And then I went to go have lunch with a friend this week, or friends, and I was trying to pick up one of them. And me not listening to the map, the navigation, told me to go local, but I was like, no, let me go on the freeway. It's so much faster. There was a crazy car accident. And I was just stuck because the car accident just happened. And so I couldn't move. And that was so frustrating. I was like, really? Wow. And that usually never really happens, honestly. Like, things really go smoothly. And then she had ended up having to Uber it. It was just a whole ordeal. I'm just like, universe, guides, God, what is going on? Like, why are things not going smoothly? And trying to just, like, stress me out. Honestly, obviously, the universe isn't against you. They throw difficult seasons in your life or things to teach you stuff. So obviously I know, like, it's to push us and push me to prep and start getting things rolling because this kid is going to come out soon, which is fine. It's okay. And I just got to, like, roll with the punches. And also, the crazy thing is, too, lately I've been seeing a lot of people that I haven't seen in years, like family, friends, and family in general, who I usually don't see, and they are, like, just coming around, visiting. It's just wild. Like, before baby boy comes, everybody wants to say hi, or, I don't know, give their blessings, or give their presents. I don't know what it is, but it's been some very interesting energy, and it's been the exact opposite energy this whole pregnancy, because I've been just trying to stay quiet and be in my peace. Like, usually I love to share everything on social media, but I've only been sharing my personal things on this podcast. So you will not hear or see much on social media, and it's just easier for me to explain it on here on my podcast. I mean, if you really care about what's going on in my life, you'll come and tune in here. So I've been just staying so quiet and just trying to keep sane, and usually the exact opposite of what I'm doing or used to. And maybe since I've been chilling so hardcore and staying quiet, the energy needs to shift because baby boy wants it. I don't know. And then finally, I had time to sit down with myself, meditate, and I talked to my doula friend yesterday, and it helped so much to get some perspective from her and to just connect and reconnect with this kid. Like, what does he want? What does he truly want? Or what is he trying to tell me? And I think in my mind, he's trying to tell me, like, yeah, like, things are going to change. I'm coming soon. And he wants certain people around when I give birth, I guess. And he's just setting things up the way he wants it and not the way I want it. And that is what I had to come to terms with. It's not about what I want. It's about what he wants. Because he's part of this birthing and he's part of this plan. Like, it's not what I want anymore. It's about what he truly wants. And I have to go with the flow and just let it be. And I have to surrender. That's something I'm learning truly right now, which is crazy. And it's been very, very interesting. And I've noticed he's been moving a lot. He's hiccuping a lot. And that's great. So I just got to reconnect back to myself and reconnect with him. And finally, listen. But there will be other 5 lessons that I'm going to talk about now. But do you see what I'm going through? Or what I've been going through? It's been so stressful, guys. Maybe it's not as stressful as I'm making it to be, but to me, it all happened at one time, so it was so overwhelming. Okay, so one of the biggest lessons right now that I'm learning is to allow yourself to feel. And this one, man, once I allowed myself to feel, whew, I started crying. I did an exercise with my doula friend where she made me feel my emotions. Whew, I started crying, getting emotional. Like, I've been trapping all this emotion inside of me that I didn't even know was trapped in. So one of the biggest lessons I'm learning is to stop pretending that I'm okay when I'm not. And I do this a lot because it's kind of like a coping mechanism. And growing up in an Asian household, honestly, we couldn't show our emotions. And it's like, don't feel things, just suppress them and just move on. Don't be a big baby. But that's how I was kind of coping with all of this. And then when I actually connected to my feelings and my emotions, I'm like bawling randomly, crying randomly. And then after I cry, I feel so much better. It's just like releasing. And as a woman, especially women who are caregivers, mothers, entrepreneurs, or leaders, we often believe that we have to be strong all the time. This is truly what I think. And we think being strong means holding it all together all the time for the family, for everybody else. But true strength isn't pretending. True strength is honesty. It's allowing yourself to say, this is hard, and I'm scared. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. And it's okay to say those things. And there have been moments during this season where I've cried, like I told you. And crying feels so good. There have been moments where I've questioned why so many things seem to be happening at once. And there have been moments where I felt anxious, discouraged, or simply exhausted. And instead of judging myself to those feelings, I'm learning to honor them. Because emotions are not weaknesses. They are messengers. When we suppress our emotions, they don't disappear. They simply stay stored in our bodies. So healing begins when we allow ourselves to feel. So I want to ask you, what emotions have you been avoiding? What would happen if you gave yourself permission to feel without judgment? And when I started asking myself these questions, I really tapped into, like, yeah, why am I suppressing them, or why am I not allowing myself to let it go or allow other people, like my husband, to know that I'm truly stressed? And so when I was just crying out of nowhere because I was just so overwhelmed, and he finally understood, like, I was really stressed. And so he saw me crying, and he was like, oh my gosh, like, everything's gonna be okay, don't worry, we're gonna get things handled. And then he started stepping up, and I've been asking him to do certain things for months, guys, like months, and he has not done anything until finally last week. I was just so done. I started crying, and then he started seeing, like, truly how stressed I am. And then, yeah, he finally started getting things done that I wanted to, which was so nice. So don't hold yourself back. Like, be vulnerable. Let other people around you help you out. Let other people see the struggles that they can't see and that you're trying to suppress or shield or, you know, try to hide. Because think about it, other people all honestly want to help you and they love you, but they can't help you if they don't even know that you're going through struggle, right? They can't read your mind. And this is something that I learned too a long, long time ago in my 20s. Like, people cannot read your mind. Just be straightforward and ask. Or just allow your emotions to show and people will help you out. All right, so lesson number two, come back to yourself. And I've been so lost this whole time, right? Because difficult seasons have a way of pulling us away from ourselves. We become consumed by stress, responsibilities, appointments, worries, and uncertainty. And before we know it, we've lost connection with ourselves. And I've noticed during this season that whenever life feels chaotic, I need to intentionally return to the practices that ground me. And I was so far from it. Like, I barely meditated. I haven't meditated in so long. And I haven't done certain things that has helped with my mental and emotional health. Like I said, I've been so disconnected. I didn't even connect with baby boy. Like, I think he really wants this connection. And so he's forcing me to really sit with us, connect with him. And he wants that. And I've just haven't. And sometimes life gets the best of us. But so the things that we need to go back to, grounding ourselves and just doing simple practices, are so, so important. So for me, that looks like literally meditating and journaling, pulling cards again. I haven't touched my deck in a while, too, and I used to always pull cards. And it looks like sitting quietly with myself and just giving myself no distractions. Like, I don't know. Lately, I've been just distracting myself with my phone or other things, and I've noticed, and I know that I've been addicted to my phone, which is really bad. I don't know why, but I know when I actually sit with myself and have some quiet time, not just meditating and or being in prayer, but honestly just sitting in silence or quietness, just things come to me and I hear more and I get more clarity from it. So it's pretty wild that I've been so disconnected from that. And then taking walks, which I do on a daily basis. But again, I distract myself taking walks. I still take my phone. And I used to just leave my phone at home when I go for walks. And when I do that, that's when I'm like actually connecting to nature and being in my own thoughts and being quiet, you know? And then I haven't been taking deep breaths. And taking deep breaths help calm my nervous system. And it's actually really good for you during pregnancy because it does help you get you prepared too for birthing, because it's all about breathing, like breathing techniques. And yeah, that's super important. If there's other things that we can also do, or what I do is like spending time in nature. Like I said, going for walks is my spending time in nature-ish. I live in the city, so I don't really go into nature. And listening to music, dancing, connecting with my spirituality. And these are other things that you can do, but that I used to do, but kind of, again, let all of these go with distractions, which is so interesting. So none of these practices remove the challenges I'm facing, but they help me remember who I am in the middle of the storm. Because life circumstances may change, but who we are at our core remains. And sometimes our greatest work isn't fixing everything. Sometimes our greatest work is simply returning home to ourselves and reconnecting to get the next answer, to feel calm, to make the best next decision. But when you're overwhelmed, exhausted, and, you know, full of anxiety, you're not going to make the best decision, to be honest. It's going to be further away of what you truly want. So when you calm yourself, calm your nervous system with those things that I listed, try one, two. Don't do all of it. Don't overwhelm yourself. And trust me, you'll feel better when you're calmer. Sit with yourself to see what the next steps are, the answers. And when I actually sat with myself finally and stayed quiet, I was like, that's where the thought was like, baby boy wants to connect and reconnect with me, and this is his birthing plan, and this is what he wants. And it made me feel much better that knowing this is what he wants, okay, that's fine. And it's helping me surrender, because last week is like, everything's not going my way. It's me, 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 me. But when I was like, oh, it's not just me, it's him too, making the plans. Okay, that makes sense. I'm more open to it. I'm okay, you know? So ask yourself, what helps you reconnect with you? And what practices bring you back to your center? All right, so when you got those, let's go to lesson number 3. You don't have to do this alone. So I kind of talked about this earlier when I was releasing and asking for help. But another lesson I'm learning is that I don't have to carry everything by myself. For much of my life, I've tried to be the strong one, the independent one, the one who has it all figured out. But difficult seasons remind us that we are not meant to do life alone. Asking for support is not weakness, it's wisdom. Whether it's your spouse, a friend, a family member, therapist, coach, spiritual mentor, or community, we all need support. There is something incredibly healing about allowing someone else to hold space for us. So if you're struggling right now, please know that you do not have to carry this burden alone. Reach out, ask for help, receive support, and allow people to love you. And I'm here for you. If you want a card reading, if you want a one-on-one empowerment coaching session, I'm here for you. Or if you just need a friend to lean on and listen to, I'm also here too. My DMs are always open. You can email me. I'm around. Like, don't feel like you're alone, because you truly are never alone. It's just your choice if you're choosing to pick that route of being alone. Okay? All right, let's do lesson number 4. Trust the process even when you don't understand it. So this lesson is probably the hardest one for me, and probably for you too. And it's trusting. And me as a people pleaser, as a perfectionist, as a control freak, type A, trusting, that's so hard to do. But after going through infertility and all these things, I've noticed that when I truly surrender and let go and just trust the process and know that everything's going to work out, it actually does work out, and it's actually smoother than if I resisted or tried to force something. Honestly, I've seen it many, many times in my life. It's the craziest thing. Because when we're in the middle of difficult circumstances, it's easy to ask, why is this happening? When will this end? What is the lesson? And the reality is that we often don't understand the purpose while we're living through it. Some of the most difficult experiences in my life, my struggles with endometriosis, infertility, pregnancy loss, twice, having anxiety, and many other challenges, eventually shaped me into the woman I am today. At the time, I couldn't see the purpose, but looking back, I can see how those experiences transformed me. I don't believe that difficult experiences happen to us. I believe they can happen for us. They can deepen our compassion, strengthen our faith, expand our resilience, and bring us back to what truly matters. So if you're in a difficult season right now, trust that this chapter is not the entire story. This season will not last forever, and this is what I always tell myself. This literally won't last forever. Whatever you're going through, the hardship, the thing that you think you're never going to overcome, it will pass. Things will change. Circumstances, life changes, whatever. And the reality that you're living in will always change. And just trust that everything will work out. And I've been through so much as a kid. I worked when I was 5 with my parents at their restaurant. I had a tough childhood, you know, like everybody else was playing and having a grand old time, but I felt like I had to grow up already at a young age and do adult things. And now I look back, I'm like, man, I'm actually way more mature and I can handle way more than a lot of other people, which I'm so thankful for. Thankful for the lessons that I've learned, and it's helped me become a better person, a better coach, a better mother. So all these things that I've learned and been through looked terrible, or going through it was terrible at the time. But now looking back, I'm like, man, I'm so thankful, you know? So how do you look at it? What's your perspective on your hardships and what you've learned from them, right? It's just all about mentality at this point. And remember, things don't last forever. And eventually we will all leave this planet Earth, and then we will come back into another lifetime as a soul being. So, all right, lesson number 5, you are stronger than you think. I want you to take a moment and think about everything you've already survived. Every heartbreak, every disappointment, every challenge, every loss, every difficult season. And just truly give yourself credit for what you've been through. Because you're still here and you made it. You made it through. You survived. And that means you can get through this too. Whatever you're going through, right? You don't need to know exactly how everything is going to unfold. You only need to take the next step. One breath, one prayer, one day at a time. You are far more resilient than you realize. And again, it's like the anxiety, overwhelm, the anxiousness that gets the best of us, our emotions. But if you step back and you reflect and you do this exercise of, man, what have I overcome? Man, I am stronger than what I am. Okay, take a deep breath. Know everything's going to work out and you're going to get through it. You're going to get through it. I know it. So as I close today's episode, I want you to know that if you are navigating a difficult season right now, you are not alone. You don't have to be positive all the time. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to carry everything perfectly. Give yourself grace. Rest when you need to and ask for support. Trust yourself and remember that even during life's hardest seasons, your power still lives within you. Sometimes the most difficult seasons aren't here to break us. Sometimes they're here to bring us back to ourselves. So thank you so much for spending this time with me today and for allowing me to share my heart and my life lessons that I've been going through and needed reminders of. So if this episode resonated with you, please take a screenshot, share it on social media, and tag me. I would love to hear what spoke to you. Or share it with someone that you think will benefit from this episode. And comment and like to help support me in my endeavors. And if you know someone who is navigating a difficult season, please share my contact with them or my website. It's www.kathymount.com. And if you want to book a session or book it for somebody who you think would really benefit from a card reading or a one-on-one empowerment session, you can book it at my website as well. So until next time, keep trusting yourself, keep choosing yourself, and keep igniting your power and live the BS life. I will see you in my next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!